With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Blue Wire.
The Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray.
And the 2019 Offensive Rookie of the Year is Kyler Murray.
This year's most valuable player, Lamar Jackson.
He puts it himself. Puts it in first, back and forth. Oh! He broke his ankles. He is Houdini. Touchdown. Patrick Mahomes with a rope. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Established Pass Podcast, presented by Clutch Points and our friends at Blue Wire. I'm your host, Blake Lovell. With me is my co-host, Stone Reagan. We're back here for our picks for Week 9 in the NFL season and trying to continue some streaks here. Dylan, I'm trying to continue my upset streak, and unfortunately, I think, was the Bucks? You picked the Bucks in week 8,
yeah.
Right? I think.
Oh, for, yeah, did not work out for me.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Then again, of course, as we said, I picked the Browns. So you at least got the winning team right. I picked the Browns, and they were not good. But we'll try to get back on track here with our picks for our betting locks and upsets of the week. I think we actually feel pretty confident this week heading into these. So that's unusual. We'll see how it turns out. But as usual, we will go through our games of the week, betting locks, upsets, and then our quick picks for all the rest of the games that don't fit into those categories. We start with our games of the week. Yes, games, plural. First time we've said that in a while. Usually we've found one game that both of us have said, all right, that's clearly the best game of the week. We have to both go with that one. This week, there are several options, actually, and I think there's another we'll get to in a bit that could have been in this list. But, Dylan, we will start with your choice here for your game of the week, which is the Saints at the Bucks, and hard to ignore that one because we know that's a big game in that division, big game in terms of two teams who have Super Bowl aspirations. And right now, Bucks 5.5-point favorites going into this one, so kind of tells you where the Bucks are at this point.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot different game than week one, when especially with the Bucks offense was just getting started with the abbreviated training camp and all that stuff, no preseason. I think now we're into November. Obviously, the Saints still, the whole Michael Thomas thing keeps dragging on, but I mean, they keep, even though they haven't looked amazing, the Saints continue to stack up wins. They're still ranking really well DVOA-wise, as is Tampa Bay. Tampa a bit better in both offense and defense, still hold, despite that less than perfect performance against the Giants. They're still ranking just above Pittsburgh at the top of the DVOA rankings on defense. So I'm picking the Bucks in this one, but just overall, I think this is going to be, for me, definitely the most exciting game, the one I'm looking forward to the most this weekend. Just two teams that we think could have super, at least they do have Super Bowl aspirations, that we think maybe have the capability if everything breaks right. Two of the more balanced teams too. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the NFC, but there's a lot of them that have either really good offenses or really good defenses. These two teams, I think they're the only two that are ranking in the top 10 on both sides of the ball in the NFC. Arizona might be a little close to that as well, so that shows you how high they've gone. But yeah, just overall really excited to see, now that we're into November, I feel like both of these teams, a lot different than week one, all that time together, this is where we're going to really see the truest version of both of these rosters, and I think it's going to be just a fantastic game. Definitely never considered it, though, as a betting lock with Tampa favored by 5.5 at home.
Yeah, I was surprised when it was 5.5, but I don't know. I just, I mean, I think about these two, and the Bucks are pretty good right now. It's not to say the Saints aren't, but still some unknowns, of course. Michael Thomas, all this other stuff. So we'll see what happens, but should be a very good game, understandably, as one of the games of the week. To be different, I went with the Seahawks at the Bills. Seahawks are 3-point favorites in this one. I don't know. I just feel like this is one of those games where we talked about the Bills on the previous episode of the podcast. This is one of those games that can change your mind about the Bills here if they can find a way to win this one. The Seahawks just have a ton of momentum right now. As we said, this will be a battle between two quarterbacks that have a variety of ways they can beat you on offense. And I think this should be pretty fun because, like I said, this could be a big turning point type game for the Bills, even though we have our questions about them and maybe how confident we are in them as a playoff team. In terms of winning games, we know they're probably going to get there, but can they win games? And then for the Seahawks, as we've said, Bills' defense, not as good as we thought it would be to this point, probably in the season, and the Seahawks' offense is still just rolling right along.
Yeah, that's why, for me, I'm definitely picking the Seahawks. Even on the road, I do think that advantage will come into play a bit. Obviously, they got the early start, depending on what the weather is in Buffalo. Right now, it shows, at least on AccuWeather, 71 degrees and sunny, so nothing you could ask for better. I do think that is a good thing, though, for the Bills' offense. This might come down to what version of Josh Allen we see. Is it the guy that, for the first 5-6 weeks, you have people saying he should be in the MVP conversation, and while they've continued to win games, he's not looked nearly as dominant, nearly as effective. His accuracy he struggled a bit more with the last couple of weeks, whereas, yeah, Russell Wilson's still dealing. Both defenses really so far still struggling. Somehow Seattle's actually above Buffalo in DVOA, but they're much worse against the pass. So Josh Allen really has to step up for Buffalo to have a chance. I think this will be one of the more exciting games, so it definitely warrants being in this game of the week kind of category. Outside of matchups between two bad teams, this has the highest, the closest ESPN Football Power Index prediction of any of the, matchups of teams with 5-6 wins. So, yeah, definitely should be a really exciting game with two quarterbacks that one guy that's still, been as consistent as anyone, and Josh Allen trying to get back on that level.
Yep, we'll see this, just another game where, as I said, could see some points put up here. This is a fantasy game. If you're someone who, trying to figure out, obviously you're going to play your quarterbacks here, but maybe some other guys in there as well you could consider putting out there, and should be a good game, as you said. At least if it's going to be sunny and 70, I don't know. Buffalo weather's weird, but you wouldn't expect that to go down into the snow category and be off by maybe 40 degrees there. So we'll see if that happens. But should be a lot of points in that one. Should be a lot of points in Saints-Bucks. And by the way, I forgot to mention, I'm picking the Bucks also, and I'm picking the Seahawks in this one. All right, to our pride and joy here, our betting locks of the week. We're going to start with mine because I almost contemplated taking Dylan's and actually came into this podcast thinking, before I even looked at the lines, being 100% sure I was going to take the game Dylan took, but I decided on another. I'm going to go with the Vikings, who are at home against the Lions. Vikings, 4-point favorites in this one. I think we'll probably, Dylan, this may be me kind of, getting out ahead of some line movement here. Because you would probably think that this line's going to move a bit with Matthew Stafford, landing on the, I don't remember the exact wording they said. I guess the high risk, is that what they're using? As,
yeah.
Yeah, so being in contact, so being kind of with someone that's at high risk. And so, because, again, being in contact with someone, so he's now on the reserve COVID-19 list. So, obviously, that brings about some questions in terms of what could happen here in this game. So I think for now, because this one is at 4, I'm probably have no choice but to take it. But as we said, probably would not be surprised either if this thing gets pushed out a bit ahead of that game on Sunday.
Yeah, when we put in these picks, hopefully some of you guys were looking at the news as well and were able to sneak one in because, on ESPN and on Bet Online, both of these spreads have been pulled down for the moment. But hopefully you can get them in. It still counts here. We made the picks when that was the case. And there still is a chance that he'll play. Adam Schefter noted that if he has negative tests, he can be eligible to come off the list on Sunday. So I still think even with that 4-point spread, and maybe even if it was a little lower, I'd feel a little more confident with the betting lock. I still think the Vikings should cover. Both of these teams have not been consistent, but I think the Vikings, even though their record just a tad worse than Detroit by one game, I think they've looked better this season. They've played better against better competition. Obviously, coming off that high of beating the Packers, you only think back to 2 weeks ago what they did against the Falcons, so that gives you a little more concern. But they almost beat the Seahawks, probably should have beaten the Titans. They've had some games where they should be a lot better. I still trust how their defense is coming along, even if Mike Zimmer is saying that he's trying to get guys from a kindergarten level in the secondary to a master's class. I don't know how that's exactly going to work out for you, but if you're facing, as you were mentioning before the podcast, Chase Daniel instead of Matthew Stafford, that definitely helps you out quite a bit. I think Kenny Galladay might miss this game, or probably is going to miss this game. So there's a few things going against Detroit there, and I do think Minnesota's offense, just with how well they've run the ball, I think the matchup for them against Detroit, it is something they should be able to put up points. But that's kind of what we've been saying about Minnesota all year, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I just, you mentioned Galladay's out. Vikings are coming off of that win against the Packers. I guess that could be, a good thing or a bad thing. You could have a letdown spot here. But even if Stafford plays, I just feel like the Vikings coming off that win, they finally have some momentum, maybe have some confidence now. And I just 4 points, I would probably take that. But I'll leave in my caveat that, if this one moves around a lot and maybe we're not looking this as a legitimate pick, I'll add another one here in a bit when we talk about another game. But yours, as I said, I really wanted to pick yours, and this was,
could have doubled up.
Well, I went in not knowing what the line was, because I was thinking about this actually before we started, before we put our picks down and everything. I was, already thinking about it in my head. I'm like, well, this game to me, easily, I think about this game and I'm like, I'm probably going to pick this team that's the favorite, because I think about who they're playing against. And I'm like, this is probably going to be an easy one. No, believe it or not, I'm not talking about the Jets. There's a first. I am talking about the team that I picked to make the Super Bowl. And they are 2 touchdown underdogs at home in this week, in week 9. The Cowboys are 14-point underdogs at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I was thinking about it. Before I even saw the line, I was thinking, all right, I probably think this is going to be maybe, I was thinking like 11 to 13. But it's 14, and you're probably still going to be fine there, because I could see even a push, you'd be okay here. But the Cowboys, I think this could be just a mess. I feel like the Steelers could force 8 turnovers here. They could score 4 defensive touchdowns, which would be great for me in fantasy because I have them in one of my leagues. I think this could get ugly, and this could be that game that forces Jerry Jones just to snap, because I think this could just get out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what the Steelers defense did to the reigning MVP. Now you have, it sounds like DiNucci's not even going to play. They have,
is it the practice squad? Is Cooper Rush or
Eric Gilbert?
Yeah, well.
It's brutal, man. So that side of the ball, it's a complete mismatch. And the Steelers have one of the best run defenses already in the NFL anyway. It's not like anyone has had trouble defending the Dallas Cowboys trying to run the ball, not just because of who's under center, but all the injuries they've had up front. So you have that, you flip over the other side, the Steelers offense week to week. I mean, last week they struggled against the Ravens, but they have gotten better overall. We've seen the young receivers, obviously Claypool, but even Deontay Johnson. These guys are just improving along with Juju. It's just, they have so many weapons. I just look at this game, and depending on where you look, BetOnline right now has 13.5 for the Steelers. So depending on where you can find, if you can find that instead of 14, obviously go and grab it so you can get that half point there. Because, it feels like at least a 2-touchdown game. But honestly, I think the Steelers, if they play to their capability, they should be winning by 20-plus. It's a complete mismatch on both sides of the ball. And I feel really terribly for anyone who's a Cowboys fan trying to support whatever quarterback is going to be in there, because, man, that's a tough first start there of the season. And for at least, I think, both guys would be their first starts of their career. So good luck with that. And I don't anticipate the Cowboys stopping the Steelers' attack either on the other side.
Tony Romo is going to be working overtime in this one, because
can he play?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel like he's going to get a text about midway through the second quarter. Hey man, you're one of the best there is in terms of sports commentary right now, but we may actually need you on the field because I can just imagine him kind of breaking this game down. That should be interesting as well. So, all right, let's get to our upset picks of the week, and I'll just start off with mine because this is not really – look, I gave away, you know, my Stone Cold lead pipe upset of the year last week with the Bengals, and actually, we hit on that one. So I'm going to be kind of riding that one for a couple weeks because this one is really not much of an upset at all, and that's why I had to pick this one because I didn't have any other upsets everywhere else. So I'm going with the favorites in a lot of these games, and that is the Raiders, who are on the road against the Chargers. The Raiders are only 1-point underdogs in this one, so this thing could even be – like the Raiders could even be favored by the time the game plays. So I'll also add in another potential upset of the week in another game we'll get to. So I'm throwing in these caveats, okay? I'm picking these as my official ones here on our list, but I am going to throw in some caveats here as we go along because it's just kind of one of those weeks with the schedule. But, yeah, I mean, we talked about the Chargers. You never trust the Chargers. I know we used to say that about the Raiders, but the Raiders are coming off that win against the Browns, and I know it's the Browns, but I just feel like this Raiders team is one that you can trust a little bit more than some of the others, but it looks like with your pick here, Dylan, you do not feel the same, and you're going to pick your Chargers here. So,
well, I think both these teams are ones where if I have expectations, I should go the opposite way. And naturally, I felt like as a game the Raiders could win and move to 5-3. Looking at those all three wild card playoff spots up for grabs this year. But at the same time, it felt like after especially what happened to the Chargers last week, this is the kind of game that they just find a way to win. In the past where you just are now you're counting them out, all the jokes are being made, and then they eke out a field goal game. I do think this is almost a toss, like a coin flip really between these two sides. Both pretty even on offense, ranking really similarly in DVOA, both really efficient throwing the ball, not fantastic running. And then on defense, though, that's where it separates it a bit for me. The Chargers are still more middle of the pack, obviously. Saw what they did at the end of the game against the Broncos. It did not inspire confidence. The Raiders might be able to run up some points on them, but I do worry about just, again, the Vegas defense. It's down near the bottom with Jacksonville and Cincinnati with the worst defenses DVOA-wise in the entire NFL. Them and Jacksonville have been basically 31-32 for the last 4 weeks. So that's where I struggle with because you still see how good the Chargers offense can be, and they still put up a lot of points against a pretty good Denver defense that's ranking much higher than Vegas. So I think, again, though, the expectations, who knows what's going to happen, but at least part of me feels like the Chargers should be able to get the win.
Yeah, should be actually probably one of the better games of the week. I wouldn't expect this to be a blowout one way or the other, but as you said, it is the Raiders and the Chargers, so throw all expectations out the window here. But I had no choice. I had to make this my upset pick of the week because just don't have any elsewhere. So, all right, yours. You're going to stay on the Titans train here. It worked out for me last week with the Bengals, and I can't even believe what I'm saying right now, Dylan, but the Titans are playing the Bears. The Bears! The Titans, 5.5-point favorites here. They were 6-point favorites in Cincinnati against the Bengals. That didn't work out too well. And now we've got the Bears. So I guess this is an interesting one because I will tell you, in the Clutch Points League, I picked up the Titans defense because I had the Saints who were playing the Bucks, and I had the 49ers, which I can't believe that I'm halfway through the season here having to drop the 49ers defense, but that's where we are. All right, I don't know. Like, I do think this game could be pretty ugly, but at the same time, I just – as little as I trust the Titans, and this is well documented at this point, I just do not trust the Bears. I don't trust their offense. Even against this Titans defense, and I know this Titans defense has been bad, but I still don't trust it. I don't trust the Bears. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not insanely confident in this pick, but it's more of like a kind of a weird feel thing with the Bears. That, I mean, they almost, despite all these issues, almost beat the Saints last week. I know they're at home. I hear they're going to Tennessee, a little bit different situation. But, I mean, the defense that they're facing, much as you point out, the Titans defense has been pretty brutal this year, especially against the pass. Not that the Bears are great against the pass, but their defense is ranking really highly up there. We saw how the Titans, until late in the game against the Steelers, really struggled. They're not ranking that far behind in the Bears' defense compared to the Steelers in DVOA. So, yeah, the 5.5-point spread. Also, I feel like I've gotten some pretty good upset picks. If I went back through, I think I've nailed a lot of them the last however many weeks it's been now. But at the same time, I miss the glory of ones like picking the Raiders to beat the Saints early in the year, that kind of pick. And this has that 5.5 nice spread there. As you said, we don't really trust the Titans. So more taking a shot here because I literally have no upsets otherwise, too. So I was looking at other possible picks, and this is the one that felt the most fun and the one where I could be like, yeah, I could totally see the Bears defense playing strong, offense doing just enough to win a really weird, like, 19-17 kind of game.
Yeah, it does have a weird game feel to it, for sure, with this one. Yeah, I could see this being one of the uglier games of the week, just because, as we know, I mean, these two teams, they've been a little up and down, but we'll see. We'll see what happens here. I mean, again, they still have great records, despite being up and down. So we'll see what happens there with those. Before we get to our quick picks for the week, let's talk to you about Indeed. Even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever, and Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com, as we continue to say, the number one job site in the world, because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring process. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, just like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. 73% of online job seekers are visiting Indeed each month, and Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. So try out Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. It's their best offer available anywhere. Go right now, Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. All right, let's get to our quick picks. Packers at the Niners. Packers are 6-point favorites in this one. Here is my caveat betting lock of the week. As I said, if things get a little weird with that Vikings-Lions one, if that one somehow gets pushed up to double digits or maybe doubles to get to 8, this is the one I would put in as your betting lock of the week because the 49ers, as we know, Dylan, they are just decimated right now. And the Packers are coming off a loss, so I think you'll have a more focused Packers team, or at least you should. I keep saying it, though. It just seems like when the Packers play in San Francisco, sometimes it doesn't go well. And I know we're talking about a completely different team than that one they played in the NFC title game. So I think even at 6 points, I think the Packers should win this game by a touchdown at least. So this is one that I would put in my back pocket maybe as another potential betting lock.
Yeah, I think the Packers should dominate with, yeah, as you mentioned, all the injuries, all the guys on the COVID list and everything, the short week. It's just a pretty brutal performance, too, against the Seahawks. It all points to that. But in the back of my head, I remember the game. They faced each other 2 years ago in Green Bay, to be fair. But Nick Mullins had a fantastic game and kept the Niners in it. The Packers eked it out, I believe. But I just – you saw how Nick Mullins looked against the Seahawks at the end of that game. The Packer defense ranking pretty low. DVOA, they've slipped all the way to 29 after last week's performance against the Vikings. I don't know if they're that bad, but their offense is ranking so high. I'm still picking the Packers to win, depending on everyone that is able to play for them on offense, too. That will make a difference. But I know they've had some of the issues with their injuries also, but also some of the COVID list stuff. So it's kind of up in the air on that side. But easily pick for me to pick the Packers. I don't feel maybe quite as confident about that spread because you said, yeah, that weird things happen when these teams play in San Francisco. And just overall, the Packer defense is still a little underwhelming.
Yeah, it's – I don't know. I just – something about this game. Like, if this game is played in Green Bay 100%, like, I'd take this this every day. But I don't know. Just in San Francisco, I don't know. It's one of those where I still think they should win by a touchdown, but we'll see. Broncos at the Falcons. I don't trust either one of these teams at all. Falcons, 4-point favorites in this one. I'm going to pick the Falcons here, but no, I mean, come on. How many times have I picked the Falcons? Like, since we started doing this podcast, I've picked the Falcons so many times, and how many times has that not worked out because of just crazy, crazy things? I almost consider picking up Drew Lock as a quarterback in our Clutch Points League for this week just because I knew he was playing against the Falcons, but I didn't go that far. I don't know how many times, like, you and I could just take a break and just grab some water or something during the Falcons segment each week. We can just play over the same thing we've said many times to where, man, the Falcons are such a talented team, and they've got this going for them, and they could do this, but, man, they just don't know how to win, and they find ways to lose games. Like, we could just play that over week after week after week. I don't even know what you say at this point other than that.
I'm picking the Falcons, but this has that total feel of like, oh yeah, this is a game that would blow. Maybe it's I'm still sticking with them though because of how just insanely not confident I am in Denver and their offense, despite what they're able to do against the Chargers. I mean, the Falcons and Chargers are kind of at this point the two teams that we expect to disappoint. But man, if it was in Denver, I'd probably pick Denver. I don't know. I mean, the Falcons have played better lately. Their defense has played fairly well. I mean, you saw what they did last week against the Panther team that was scoring at will against a lot better defenses than Atlanta has. You know, honestly, should be on a three-game winning streak if Todd Gurley just falls at the half-yard line. Think about some of the games early in the year they lost, especially the Cowboys one, but the game to the Bears as well. I mean, it's the same thing, like you're saying. We can just repeat what we always say about the Falcons, but they should be better. They are better than 2-6. But they really could be 5-3, like, easily. So with things that aren't even that crazy, like, not even just like, oh, one bad drive here and there. It's literally covering an onside kick, falling at the half-yard line. Like, I don't know why they just didn't need the ball after getting that first down. But you know what I mean? Like, these things aren't even, like, one drive here and there. It's just little plays, little bad breaks. I just think they are better, and I think they will win this game. But, man, if we're here on Monday talking about a Bronco win, I won't be surprised. I mean, the Falcons, as we say every week, they're just one of the least predictable teams out there.
Yeah, they are for sure. And this could be another wild one. As we know, I mean, at least the Falcons are must watch because you know it's going to be exciting one way or the other.
True.
So this next one, I also almost considered this in place of the Seahawks and Bills for my pick. As the potential game of the week, because this one could actually be pretty good. The Ravens at the Colts. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites in this one. I almost actually, too, considered this as my upset of the week. Almost took the Colts here because, I actually did think about it. I know as good as that Steelers, Ravens game was like last week, and the Colts are coming off that big win against the Lions, but then I remembered, well, the Ravens are not the Lions, and completely different team, completely different matchup. I think this could be one of those games where Phillip Rivers struggles a bit because of what he's going up against with the Ravens. Just a different dynamic, and I also feel pretty good about the fact that Lamar Jackson will probably be able to do some things pretty well against the Colts. I think the Colts could score more points than people expect here, even with Rivers potentially struggling, but I can't pick them to beat the Ravens. I just don't think they're to that point yet.
Yeah, I mean, this game, I'm picking the Ravens as well. It's surprising to me, like you said, that you considered it, because I know just overall I've definitely been a little higher on the Colts this season. I've cooled off a bit, but nonetheless, their defense still ranking really well. And that's why, I mean, the thing I feel the best about in this game, that 47 over-under, it's not that high for what these teams are, but, man, these two offenses, for everything the Ravens have done great, they're still second in running the ball, rushing them DVOA. They're 24th in passing. They're all the way at 20th overall in offense. The Colts at 22nd in offensive DVOA. And we're talking about two top five defenses. So I think I would go with the under there. I really don't think it's going to be a pretty game, even indoors in Indianapolis. I really, the main reason I'm picking against Indianapolis, I still worry about Phillip Rivers, that factor. I'm not convinced against a good defense he's going to play that well. We saw when they beat the Bears how much they still struggled to move the ball and settle for a lot of field goals. I think you're going to see similar action here. I think it was a much better Pittsburgh offense that Baltimore faced last week, and they really, for most of the game, shut down Pittsburgh. If they don't turn the ball over so much, they probably win that game. I think the Ravens are the better team. They'll get the win. But this, like you said, this could have been – this is up there with maybe one of the games of the week. I just don't think if you love points, it's going to be the most exciting game. I do think in terms of coaching and, like, style and if you love defense, there's a lot to love here. Both coaches and both offensive – the way that they organize their attacks and their game plans are exciting for how low they are ranking. So it could make for one of the more interesting games if you really love football and, like, diving into to beyond just, watching fantasy highlights.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably going to be some creativity and some fun offense in this next game with the Panthers at the Chiefs. Chiefs are 11-point favorites. You're probably, I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win this game, but I am, interested to see. You have the Panthers where you've got a first-year coach and Matt Rhule coming in, and you're playing the defending champ, so I think they're going to bring out some creative stuff here. I mean, they always do. That's one thing we know to expect from him and Joe Brady there. And so I think this could actually be a pretty fun game. I just don't think the Panthers are going to be able to keep up with the Chiefs. And as we said, I think the Panthers' defense is just something where – you know, it's still going to take a bit to get that defense back to where they were, you know, when they were playing in the Super Bowl several years ago. It's just not on that level right now, and so Chiefs should be able to score some points. But, like I said, also wouldn't be surprised if Panthers put up some points here. It should be interesting there, at least from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, the Chiefs' defense is it's hard to know week to week. Obviously, their last couple games, can't really learn much from facing the Broncos and Jets offenses. But I think how they performed against the Bills maybe is a little more, you know, what we're kind of looking for. And as we've seen them kind of improve this year, holding that team, I believe, to 17 points. So, I mean, I'm confident that they'll have a good game plan. I do agree, though, the Panthers might be able to put up some points. But at the end of the day, just too much firepower for the Chiefs against a Panther defense, which has had moments where they look fine. But this isn't, you know, this isn't a normal offense you're facing. This is, despite their rushing attack being in the middle of the road in efficiency, this is the number one offense and all of DVOA because of how high their pass offense is. It's just they're so much higher than the next second place team in DVOA passing the ball. It's just insane what they're able to do. They're adding new things. It's so fun to watch week to week. And maybe the 11 points is a little high in terms of definitely. I didn't really, you know, it's weird. I didn't consider this as a possible lock, but maybe that's me being a little bit too bullish on the Panthers and what they're kind of creating there. But I do, because it does feel like this should be a game that the Chiefs offense finds a way to put up enough points to win by a couple TDs.
Yep, probably so. Yeah, I didn't really consider it either. Just, I don't know. Like you said, I could see the Panthers scoring some points here. But should be fun. Should be good from a fantasy perspective, probably, for these two teams. This next one, maybe not so much, unless you've got the defenses. Giants at Washington. Washington, 3-point favorites here, and the battle for the NFC East rages on. My new pick, as I've claimed here on the podcast, Washington. I would like to see them pick up the win here, because that would make my pick of them winning the division look even better right now. Obviously, I didn't make that pick before the season, but you know, I like to revise my picks as we go along. As we were discussing our upsets earlier, I almost actually made the switch here to pick the Giants. Decided to leave it with Washington. This one's probably like 51-49 for me. I think this could actually be a pretty good game. Unfortunately, it's a good game between two bad teams. I'll stick with Washington, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, this is another one where it's, you know, these division games where you have teams playing each other again, you get some strange results sometimes, but clearly Washington's only a field goal favorite. So this should be a good game, but I'll stick with them, even though I think the Giants could make it interesting and maybe even win this game.
Yeah, and like you said, the second time they're playing, but not only did they just play, it was only a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah. So I'm picking Washington. I think I picked them back then for the same reason I'm going to stick with them here. It's just they have easily out of all the four outside of special teams, the four units on the field for this game, they have the only unit that's ranking anywhere near the top 10, and it's fourth in DVOA in the Washington defense. The Giants defense down at 18th, they've definitely improved this year, but both offenses really far down. I think the Giants or Washington have a little more success getting the Daniel Jones, but I don't know. I mean, the Giants, for being 1-7, have played some good games against good teams. Obviously, the Rams game sticks out to me. They almost were able to win that one in Los Angeles, kept it really close. Obviously, what we just saw with Tampa Bay, now if Tampa could just hold on to a couple of picks, it's a different outcome. But and then there's the Bears game. Like, they've had a lot of games. Even week 1 against the Steelers, they kind of kept that one close. So I don't – the Giants are a weird team for me. I won't be surprised, yeah, if they win. But I guess, yeah, outside of the Cowboys, for everything, for all the negativity I've expressed towards the NFC East, I will say that outside of when the Cowboys are involved, the Giants, Washington, and Eagles, I expect these games to be close, so at least you have that going for you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you at least go with that, but this will give us more insight into the wild, wild East, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. And that one, Texans at the Jags. Our AFC South has just not been as exciting this year. We haven't just had the wackiness maybe that we're used to with our brand and our division here on the podcast. But Texans, 7-point favorites here. I don't know. Like, it's a Texans-Jags game. That just kind of shows you where the Jags are at. Like, Texans aren't great, but they're still a touchdown favorite on the road here against the Jags. Deshaun Watson's on the field. I'm picking him over the Jags here, who are going to be making a quarterback switch. So Texas defense, even though, as we've talked many times, it's not the Texas defense of old, they're not a bad play fantasy this week, knowing that the Jags are kind of working in a new quarterback. And I'm just going to pick the Texans. This is another one of those games where it's like, to be honest, like even Washington and the Giants feel like you have something at stake. But this one is like, this is just a game. Like, I don't feel like there's anything at stake, anything at all at stake here with the Texans and the Jacks.
Even when the Texans were able to win the division last year, they played, at least in Houston, a really close game against Jacksonville. The Jags always kind of find a way to keep these ones neck and neck, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I would never consider picking this again as a lock because of just, you know, obviously the Texans have been really bad this year too. There's a 2-1-6 football teams, and it comes down, especially with that 7-point spread. I think it's 7.5 at BetOnline. But you know, Deshaun Watson should, against the Jaguars defense, which is ranking last against the pass, I think they should do enough on offense. There's no excuse for Houston, which, even though they've been absolutely abysmal running the ball, the worst efficiency in the NFL, they're 10th in passing. So expect some points from Houston, even though the over-under in this game? Yeah, 51. Okay, so it's not too bad. I don't know if I would go that high, but I do think Houston, that's the only side of the ball where I see much happening. The flip side, that's going to be an absolute mess when you talk about Jacksonville's offense and what we've seen from them lately, especially at the transition, as you mentioned, at QB against Houston. I have no idea what to expect. That could go any way. So, I mean, yeah, maybe they'll get some sacks and turnovers. That's why fantasy play-wise, it's a good play, even if Jacksonville puts up some points. So we'll see, though.
It should be a weird one. That's the best way to put it. Believe it or not, this one could actually be fun. Dolphins at the Cardinals. Cardinals, 4.5-point favorites in this one. I think some may have expected that to be a little bit higher. But, again, the Dolphins coming off that win against the Rams. Tua, I'm saying it right now, Dylan. I talked about Drew Lock earlier.
Yep.
I'm starting Tua. He's my quarterback this week because my man Joe Burrow is on a bye. I'm going with it. I'm going with Tua this week on the road against a Cardinals defense that has been better than we expected. So that tells you how smart I am starting him. But I'll go with it. We'll see what happens. I don't really have many other options in a clutch points league that we have under the 14-team league. There's just not a lot of quarterback options out there. And maybe I should look at Drew Lock, but I'll just roll with Tua. We'll see what happens. This one actually could be pretty good. Like, I almost thought about picking the Dolphins here as my upset pick of the week, but I think, you know, Cardinals coming off the bye, I just feel like they're going to be able to do what they want on offense. And I feel like, you know, the Myles Gaskin injury, that doesn't help the Dolphins because he had been kind of a bright spot at running back for them. He gave them some things, you know, could do there. It's hard to pick against the Cardinals here, even though for a split second I did think about picking the Dolphins.
Yeah, in terms of your fantasy prospects, way more fun to play Tua, obviously, I think, at this point. I do worry a bit. Arizona's defense, as you mentioned, has been much better than expected, but just if you compare it with the Dolphins, where they only had, you know, under 200 yards against the Rams last week, the Rams and Cardinals defenses, at least in efficiency-wise, rank almost exactly the same. You have they're both 9th and 10th right next to each other in DVOA, but how they defend the pass a little bit better than against the run is almost even. Now, the Dolphins' defense also much better, leading the NFL in points per game against. I do think this is a different opponent they're getting in Arizona offense, figuring out their strengths and has started to finally embrace running the ball more. They're 4th in DVOA running the ball, and that's the one thing that we saw with the Rams against the Dolphins. I talked about this on the last podcast a lot. If they stuck to the run, they'd probably win that game. Dolphins 32nd. And despite being really good, 3rd against the pass on defense, or 32nd against the run, Arizona has to just slam the ball down their throat. I think they should win. They are the better team at this point. But I think the one thing I want to note about the Dolphins, hey, you lose this game, maybe you're 4-4. That's fine. After that, you probably look at their next four games. Eventually, they get the Chiefs down the road. But before that, they get the Chargers, the Broncos, the Jets, and the Bengals. That has...
Yep.
8-4, 7-5 written all over it. I'm telling you, that gets you close to one of those last playoff spots in the AFC.
I would love it. I would love to see the Dolphins get into the playoffs. Like, I'm just like, give me the Dolphins in there, and let's just let's let magic happen. Tua work is magic, man. I don't even have a good game, but look what happened. She put him on the field, and they win the game. So he's a winner. We'll see in that one. But yeah, I think this is a sneaky good game here between the Cardinals and Dolphins. Oh, this next one. I don't think this one's sneaky good at all. This could be rough. Patriots at the Jets. What a way to cap off the week in the NFL. In our picks here, Patriots are 7-point favorites here, but like you brought up a good point before we started recording. Think about this. Think about the fact the Patriots are only 7-point favorites against the worst team in the NFL by far. And the Patriots are only a touchdown favorite on the road here. Remember back to last year, we just talked about the Dolphins. What was it? Patriots were like 22-point favorites on the road against the Dolphins last year. They're 7-point favorites on the road against the Jets team that, I don't know. Like, I wonder, like, thinking of the comparisons to the two, like, I don't know. Like, I think the Jets may be worse than that Dolphins team was last year at that point. Now, that may just be me forgetting and seeing a lot of football since then, but I think you could make the argument that this Jets team is worse than that. So, man, I mean, obviously I'm picking the Patriots to win the game, but the fact that I never considered this as my lock of the week, that's not good for Patriots fans.
Yeah, I don't know if they're worse. I think they, I mean, at this point in the season last year, the Dolphins of 2019 were much better than this Jets team. I think the factor that it comes into play, Fitzpatrick made a lot of things happen that a lot of quarterbacks might not be able to do to make that Dolphins offensive line last year that was so brutal look better. But, yeah, it's crazy that I didn't even consider this a betting lock. I mean, the Jets are, as you said, the worst team in the NFL. I'm picking the Patriots to win this game. I think they should cover that 7-point spread. Cam looked a little better at some points last week, and the Jets' defense has really dropped off, even against the run, where that's still the one thing they do decently well. But they're 31st against the pass. New England's defense, though, has been awful, too. They're ranking lower than the Jets in DVOA by one spot. It's going to be ugly. I'm not looking forward to this having to be a standalone game. I wish this was in there with 8 games at 10 a.m. Pacific time for me so I could kind of only watch the highlights. It's not going to be a pretty one, but I think New England, at least, we'll see how Cam plays, but I just think there's enough talent where you don't have to have that much talent to beat the Jets, even no matter where the game is. So New England should win. Don't have a lot else to say about it, though.
I was going to say, this is probably not a red zone, not a red zone friendly game. I don't think we're going to see this game a whole lot on the red zone, to be honest with you. I just don't think that's going to happen. So, all right, well, there you go. There are our picks for this week in the NFL, and you know, some pretty good games on the list. As we said, several potential games of the week type scenarios, and you've got some potential blowouts for sure with some of those games we talked about. With that, but Dylan, everything else we have over at Clutch Points, keeping you up with all the action going on in the NFL and lots of stuff happening and getting ready for the NBA, whatever the next move is going to be there in the league.
Yes, you can follow all of our NFL games within the Clutch Points app. You can also go in the Clutch Points app to read all of our NFL, NBA content. Yeah, we'll see when the season or the off season, I guess, officially starts for the NBA. We'll have all of that covered in the app as well as on ClutchPoints.com. NBA's content, obviously, under the NBA section there. You go to the NFL section for all of our NFL news. We'll have, if you search fantasy football, all of our stardom sit-em articles, droppable lists, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully you listened to our last episode with the waiver wire pickups and made some solid selections. But, hey, with all these guys that are getting called out with different either injuries that have kind of bobbed up or guys getting put on the COVID list, maybe there's still some pickups for you to make. So you can find all that on ClutchPoints.com if you search fantasy football.
Yep, check all that up there. And, again, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Any podcast app you use, search for us on there. Subscribe for free. And thanks, as always, to the fine folks at Blue Wire for all that they do. And thank you, as always, for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next time here on the Established with Best Podcast. All right, our friends at BetOnline, they're still doing awesome things, of course. Football back in full swing. You may not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline, going the extra mile to make sure you get in on every possible chance to win the season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Just do it over at BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. And don't forget, use that promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.